The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.
You want the good news, you want the bad news.
I don't like either one of those options.
Your words are super wise, man.
You are a prophet. You deserve a prophet.
You do whatever you want. Who am I to tell you what to do?
But you're a psychologist.
Well, I know less than you do.
You're making me a better parent and a better wife, and thank God you're on the radio.
What planet are you on? I don't buy any of that stuff.
You know, I was looking for a deeper answer.
What are you talking about?
You make my afternoon really fun. Enjoy ya.
You're about the most exciting thing I have right now.
Now, from the studios of Living Bread Radio Network in Canton, Ohio, the hometown of Mother Angelica, here's Dr. Ray.
How could you not want to watch or have good news? I don't like either one of those options. How could you not want an option of good news? Good to have you with me. It's Dr. Ray Guarini. Just a boatload of stuff to meander my way through here today. Sorry for the mixed metaphor for boatload and meander. Of course, that's what Christopher Columbus was doing when he fell into the West Indies. Now, you might have to explain this to your high school kids because they don't get any American history, I don't think. Yeah, they do, but who knows how it's rewritten. He dumped into the West Indies. He thought he kind of made it all the way around the world. Didn't realize the world was such a big place. Well, it's not a big place, really, but compared to the universe, it's an infinitesimally small place. Enough, Ray. Enough. Get to the point. All right. I want to thank. Spent 4 days in San Diego. I want to thank the Chaldeans. Ah, what a warm group with the best food in the world. St. Peter's Chaldeans. Then the great young adult group at St. Anne's, the Legatus of San Diego, and I did a talk Friday night, The Logic of Being Catholic. Then, from there, went to Beaver Creek, where I spent time at St. Luke's, Mary Help of Christians, and St. Bridget. Thank you all so, so very much for your hospitality. Catholic Answers, you folks, too. Well, they did it. A guy who basically for a year wore his garage door opener so I would look cool and people think I'd have a pager, I am heading for Instagram. Those of you who are kind enough to follow me on Facebook, I'm heading over to Instagram. The dear lady who handles my Facebook account has been building up the numbers for a long time. And my son, Peter, who has now stepped into the fray, and we're going to start on Instagram. We just began, so we'll see what happens. I'll be generally, you know, shorter stuff, shorter little bits, hopefully helpful for your faith, for your family, for your life, some way we can help. You know, I never would have got on social media, except I was convinced that that's a way to reach people who would otherwise never come across the Catholic faith, and certain kinds of good living. All right. That said, anything else here? Yeah. I'm going to head up to Jackson, Michigan, the Catholic radio affiliate up there on Saturday. I'll give you more details on that later in the show. I know they're still taking reservations. So be delighted to head up that way. If this doesn't do it, I don't know what will. Now, I feel like a voice in the wilderness for a long time about this, but more and more people, I believe, are coming to be the voice right beside me. The absolute dangers of social media, not only in shaping how your kid thinks about everything, but how your kid can be moved in a direction of sexual confusion. So, this comes from Breitbart. All right. Fairly legitimate news organization. Multiple states, and the number is growing, have banned TikTok because the TikTok what is it, website, I or whatever, what social media is run by, essentially, it's affiliated with the Chinese. And there's plenty of evidence that they very much know who the users are, and they know all about the users. Well, if this don't shake you up, I don't know what will. Let me see if I can. I'm trying to figure out how to get to the whole article here, and they keep saying get the Instagram app. They're not letting me get on there. Hold on a second. I tried it again here. Maybe that's because I'm not there. All right. Open app. All right. Got it. Here we go. See if they give me the whole article. Here's the gist of it. If your kid, nope, they're not letting me on, so I'm going to have to go from memory this morning. If your kid, if any kid on Instagram speaks of confusion or sadness or discontent, the algorithm latches on to their words and their content and then starts to drop suicide videos in their feed. I know. I don't doubt that for a moment. I do not doubt that. When I was in grad school, we basically focused on the individual. How is the individual running their life? And the culture around didn't come up anywhere near as much. Well, the last 20 years, I've been shocked at how much the culture is influencing, especially our children, shaping who they are and what it's doing in a very devastating way to their personalities, to their souls. There have been introduced in a number of the states no social media under 16. I would applaud that up one side and down the other. Now, I think again, I am not a geostrategist, but from everything I read, everything I understand, I don't doubt that certain countries would like to see us go down morally and culturally, because if we do, our strength is gone. Given that, what a weapon. Kids on Instagram, TikTok, who talk about their sadness, you know, the old updated diary kind of thing. The algorithm picks it up, says, okay, let's start showing suicide as an option to them. Is it an accident that the suicide rates among kids are the highest they've ever been? And they're younger? Oh, 40 years ago, 30 years ago, it was unheard of for a 12 or 13-year-old to commit suicide. That just didn't happen. I remember the first 13-year-old that I had heard of when I was working in the schools who committed suicide. I was shocked. I said, wow, that's young. Well, apparently, there is nefarious type of movements using algorithms. I don't know, maybe artificial intelligence. That's basically saying, okay, let's get some of these kids to think about ending their lives. Parents, this is not something you can slough off. This is, I believe, and it seems to be, and I think more evidence will come out about this, calculated to start taking down our kids in every way that we can. One generation or two, take them down, however you got to do it. Drugs, suicide, mental disorders, however, sexual confusion, do it. Bring them down. Don't educate them anywhere near as well as you could, because they can't compete with the education in the rest of the world. Just as an aside, I was working out. There was a young man working there. We struck up a conversation with him, and he was from Germany. It was a exchange student living in the U.S. And I asked him point blank, well, what's high school like for you? And he smiled. He didn't want to be critical, but he said, it's really very easy. And I said, is your education in Germany more rigorous? He goes, very much so. But, hey, don't worry about that. Everybody gets trophies. So there you go. Parents, spread the word. Go to Breitbart. Check it out. I wish I had the whole article. I can't get to it because apparently I'm not on Instagram yet. China's greatest weapon, TikTok, pushes suicide videos on 13-year-olds. All right, I'm going to take a break. Give me a call, 877-573-7825. This shakes you up. Call me. Tell me. You can back off. You can say, you know what? I made a mistake. I can't believe I'm doing this. What do I do now, Dr. A? How do I take it now? It would be like removing my child's kidney and half of the other one. 877-573-7825.
The destination for great Catholic audio programming is EWTN Podcast Central, featuring the best of EWTN radio, as well as faith-filled podcasts from our friends and affiliates across the nation, all in one place, all free. If it's central to the faith, you can find it on EWTN Podcast Central. It's like podcast heaven. Visit EWTN.com/radio/podcasts today.
I'm angry, frustrated. Sound like you? Someone you know? Well, it could be any of us from time to time. But there's different types of anger. It's not so cut and dry. Hi, everybody. I'm Dr. Ray. One thing is for sure, you don't need to suffer with anger frustration. In my book, Living Calm, Mastering Anger and Frustration, you'll learn whether your anger is a product of your nature or your nurture, and how to regulate those emotions and those thoughts. You can get Living Calm and all my other books at AveMariaRadio.net.
Underwritten in part by the following nonprofit.
Do you have an insurance plan that pays for everything, even things you don't believe in? There are options. You can join Solidarity HealthShare, a faith-based health-sharing community. Plus, Solidarity HealthShare can save you money with prices starting as low as $384 a month for families.
Call to see how much you can save. 844-398-9399. That's 844-398-9399.
Underwritten in part by this not-for-profit.
Are you looking for peace? Longing for joy? Want to meet the giver of all goodness? God is calling the laity to bring Ignatian prayer into a suffering world. Work for the new evangelization. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com. Order your free digital training and manual. Find true happiness and everlasting joy. Go to LordTeachMeToPray.com.
And click on the red button today.
It's free. Approved by the USCCB.
I found it. I figured out how to get to it. The problem is, I've got calls. And do I read this tomorrow's man log? Because it's in full detail exactly how they figured out how this happens. Just give you a quick stat, and I'm going to go into this maybe tomorrow in a future show. A suicide clip was sent after these 13-year-olds basically talked about being discontent. And it had 2.1 million views, 440,000 likes, and 11,000 shares. It was a video about a guy basically talking about how and demonstrating to kill himself in a very violent way. Yep, that's going to go straight to your 13-year-old if the algorithm thinks that your 13-year-old has expressed any kind of sadness or confusion about who they are. Yeah, they're trying to take us over without firing a shot. Got an anonymous caller from Tennessee, a mom. Hi, Mom.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Thanks for the call.
So I have a daughter. Now, I can't go through all the history. You don't have time for that. But basically, the last couple of years, she has just kind of started to draw away from the faith. She has definitely been with the wrong friends. And she's kind of, I think, been pulled out to the woke culture. And so she always wanted to go to Franciscan. So we supported her in that. She's there as a freshman this year. And in the meantime, she has met this boy. We moved to Nashville, but we used to live in Raleigh, and she was upset about leaving when we did move a year ago. And so she went back to Raleigh. She met this guy and now has decided they're going to get a civil wedding this summer. They're going to live together and then have a Catholic wedding here next year, like in a year. And my husband and I are obviously not on board with this. And she's decided that she's going to go to college in Raleigh because she
you gonna pay for it.
Skinny.
You gonna pay for it?
Well, see, that's the thing. So that's my question. We told her we paid for Franciscan. She wanted to go there. We didn't force her to go. She's wanted to go there for years. So we're paying for Franciscan, and now she told us she's going to just go to a college in Raleigh.
Right.
And she's going to pay for it, and they're going to live together in that. I feel like she's kind of using him, actually, because she can use his car, and then if they're married, he can help pay for the apartment. And
Mom,
with that. But the
help,
question,
help me out. What's your question?
My question is, how can we support her? Because she's even asked us, can you pay for an online class at Franciscan? Because I like taking Spanish online. How can we financially support her in any way when she's living like this? And we already told her, look, we're not going to a civil wedding. When you come to our house, y'all aren't sleeping in the same room, okay? So how do we navigate not cutting her off? You know what I'm saying? Like,
you don't have to cut the relationship off. And if you decide that the Franciscan class is a good one, go ahead. But if you say no, I'm not paying for you to go to college and live with some guy. Well, you're allowed to do that. You're the parent.
Yeah.
See, your question is.
I guess the way I see it is, if you help her pay for something, it's kind of funding.
Well, yeah.
Together, is it not?
Well, sure. Why?
I mean,
okay. Here's my question.
Funds.
You raise a deeper question, Mom. And the deeper question is this. For you to say, I don't want to pay to fund my daughter's lifestyle. Now, that would seem to be a very straightforward parental decision, and yet something about that is bugging you. What is it?
What is bugging me? I'm sorry.
You think you're going to lose your daughter? You think you're going to lose your daughter?
That's it. I don't want to lose her. And that's,
well,
he knows that. And it's,
if you don't want to lose her, well, no offense, but I think in some respects you've already lost her. Forgive me for saying that. I don't mean it's permanent, but I think she's doing what she wants to do, and she's abandoned your faith. So in that sense, she's already decided.
I know. So at this point, is it like, well, that's your decision where, you know, when you want to come back, you can come back. You know?
Yeah.
I mean,
why are you afraid to do that?
We've tried counseling. She won't, because I don't want to lose her. No mom wants to lose her daughter, right?
Okay, Mom, if you don't want to lose her, then you have to do everything she wants.
Yeah.
I'm going to ask you a question. Yeah. I'm really hesitant to ask you this question, but I know I'm saying it for the people listening. Up until a couple years ago, your daughter wanted to go to Franciscan and continue a good, solid Catholic faith-building education, correct?
Yes.
Okay, wait, stop. Okay. Now, something happened in those 2 years to alter completely the way she looks at the faith, the way she looks at education, the way she looks at you guys. Here's my question. Has she had unfettered access to social media?
She has not, and that's part of her problem with us.
Zero? None?
We didn't let her have it until she was 18. And then it was like, when she was 18, she's like, I'm done with y'all. And we weren't like some crazy authoritative, restrictive parents. I mean, yes, we have standards and rules in the house, but she and we did let her have a cell phone and text and stuff, and we would review the text, and that ticked her off. And
well,
so it was kind of like, I'm getting back at you. This is what it is.
No, I don't think so. I mean, I can't say for sure. I don't know. I don't think she's getting back at you. I think she's been drifting away from you for a couple of years.
Yeah, and also during this time, she told us recently.
Okay, I've got other calls. I can't spend a whole lot of time. Let me offer you these thoughts. You have every right as a parent to decide, I don't want to fund the way you're living. You have every right to say that. And if you say, well, my daughter will write us off. Well, that is your decision. And if that happens, first of all, it's not likely to be permanent. That's the first thing. But the second thing is, if you parent in fear of making a moral decision that is going to tick your daughter off, to the degree where she says, get out of my life at age 18, then you will not be able to make good moral decisions because you will always be held captive to whether your daughter says, you don't do this, and bye-bye. Now, this is now a phenomenon. This is the way it now is in American culture. These young adults are bullying their parents. They're blackmailing their parents. And we parents are going, well, I mean, if I do that, you can do anything you want. You're the parent, and I'm not telling you what to do. I'm just simply trying to get to why you're so confused about this. And I would wonder, and you don't have to answer this, I would wonder if your husband disagrees with you. If he basically says, look, we're not going to pay for her.
Well, we're on the same wavelength. But
okay.
He's less afraid of losing her because, I don't know.
Right. Right. He's more determined about this. He's saying, look, she's a young adult. She's making decisions. We have to decide if we are going to, I hate to use the word enable, if we're going to underwrite those decisions. And if you say, no, I'm not going to do that. Why would I pay for my daughter to make her life worse? Which is what she's doing. So,
well, you know, it's so interesting in the psychology world how you talk to one counselor, because obviously we've been in counseling. You talk to one counselor, they said, you know, you don't want to totally cut her off.
You're not cutting her off. You are not cutting her off at all. You are simply saying, I'm not going to do this.
Yeah.
And by the way,
we've offered to pay for her.
My belief is that if you poll 100 counselors, 80 of them are going to tell you, keep paying for her.
Yeah.
And that's why
that's why we're
in the shape we're in. So, Mom, put me down in the 20. Thank you, my dear. I'll talk to you. This is Dr. E. Let's go to Megan. She has a comment about this. She wants to encourage parents. Hi, Megan.
Well, hi, Dr. E. How are you?
Okay. Thank you.
I just wanted to make a comment on in support of no screen time, no social media. We've got three young boys in our house, and we recently did a remodel and took down our television for the remodel, and it never went back up. And what we noticed was that our kids are more attentive, they're less argumentative, they're more polite, they're more focused, their reading scores have improved, their math scores have improved, they're able to concentrate on something for longer than 4.5 seconds. We have a small television to watch DVDs that we have screened and that we know are wholesome for our children, but they have zero internet access and zero screen time. They're young, but I want to encourage every parent out there, don't start the TV, don't start the screen time. It is well worth it.
Megan, how old are your kids?
I have 7-year-old twins and a 6-year-old.
Okay, so you have very young children. The reason I ask that is because our previous caller said we tried to do that to some degree anyway, and she resented us for that. And our previous caller was really saying between the lines that our daughter has moved away from us because we did that. And I think that's what scares parents. I'm with you. I'm saying I'm going to make those decisions, and I'm going to take the fallout. If I believe that this is the best course of action and my child is still shaped by her peer group and the culture at large, that's going to be the way it's going to be. Because I'm not going to say, well, okay, I really don't want you to be mad at me. I don't want you to be resentful of me. I don't want you to feel isolated. So therefore, I'm going to put stuff in your hands that's going to hurt you. I could live with myself. I can't tell other parents what to do. I could not live with myself on that. And even when somebody comes to me in counseling, if they say, what should I do? I'll say, look, this is not my decision. This is yours as a parent. Thanks, Megan. Stand strong, because you're going to get more heat as they get older, but keep standing strong. We'll be right back.
Living the Beatitudes with Father Bjorn.
Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God. St. Jose Maria Escriva says that we are called to light up the pathways of this earth by being sowers of peace and joy. This comes from being aware that we are sons and daughters of God. On the road of life, though, we find dangers, but God walks with us every step of our life, pouring out the gifts of His Holy Spirit upon us. Our Lady is our companion, like GPS in our car, connected to the cloud and bringing the latest updates to help us navigate our journey and get out of traffic on the way to the eternal kingdom. We don't want to get into family fights on our way to God's vacation destination, but we should be these sowers of peace and joy. We shouldn't accept substitutes, accept only the authentic identity of being His children, His sons and daughters. Let's grow in happiness and bring peace to those around us. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called sons of God.
For more about the Beatitudes, visit EWTNRC.com.
So many people get paralyzed when they're ignorant. And it's a tragedy because they don't ever fulfill what Christ intended for them. They have to be in motion. Look, even God's not going to steer a parked car. Look, today EWTN is the world's largest religious media apostolate. And I'll tell you, it's easy to forget how it came about. When an institution becomes such a regular part of our lives, we just get the impression that it was always this way. We kind of take it for granted because we don't really walk around with its history. The lesson for all of us here is when you're in the will of God, you don't have to know everything about what you're called to do. What you have to do is move. You have to take the step in front of you. And we see that in the life of Mother Angelica.
Cresta in the Afternoon with Al Cresta. 4 Eastern on EWTN Radio.
If I sound intense, there's two reasons. One, because I'm Italian. And we Italians just talk intense. But two, I'm telling you, social media and smartphones are destroying our youth at every level. Now, I know a lot of people are thinking, no, no, my kid's doing fine. She's doing okay. She's gotten good grades. And I understand that. I just think that if you're going to get them a smartphone, they want the latest and greatest, you know. They don't want an Apple 6. Or like me, I got an Apple 0.5. They don't want that. So you put the best security measures you can put on that phone. Or you pair it up with your phone so you know every single thing that happens on that phone. Because if you don't, let's just say it's 50-50 that your kid's going to be okay with it and it won't really influence your kid in some way you don't want him to be influenced. This is 50-50. Do you want to play those kind of odds with your kid? You know, this is not a frog. This is your child. Nobody plays 50-50 odds with their child. So, yeah, just reading here what TikTok is doing, it's all-out war now. It's crazy. Flat-out crazy. And I know a lot of you listen. I know the majority of you listening to me. Your kids have smartphones. And maybe you're thinking, hey, so far, so good. No problem. That may be. But I will tell you this from a shrink. There's a good percentage of them that are doing things you know nothing about. And it may come to light, or it may not. But as our previous caller, Megan, said, now these are just the little kids. She said, we cut this stuff out, and what a change in their overall persona. And now they're 7 and 6. She got it. But think about this. She said, when that stuff was there, even at age 6 and 7, she was noticing their inability to sustain attention. Schoolwork was going down at age 6 and 7, not 13, 14. So, all right, let me go to Angel from Albany, who she's making a point here that was much more common a generation or two ago. It's much, much less common now. Hi, Angel. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. How are you?
Thank you for the call. All right. Well, wait a minute. Wait a minute. Are you calling me sir out of respect or out of old age?
Both.
Oh! You're killing me.
But more so respect.
Yeah. All right.
It's a southern thing.
Okay, thank you. So, you were growing up, and you turned 18.
Yes, sir.
And you could have told your dad, hey, I'm 18 now. I'm going to do what I want, right?
Absolutely.
And he just said, okay.
He would not have said,
oh,
okay.
He wouldn't have?
No, what he said was it was his house and his rules, and he didn't care if I was 18 or 80. As long as I lived under his roof, I would obey his rules.
Now, you see, that was a standard. That was pretty much the way it was viewed in our culture a generation or two ago. Pretty much. Now it's much more like our previous caller who understandably didn't want to lose her daughter. I got that part of it. I had two kids I had to do that with, and I was wondering where it was going to end up. And fortunately, both of them came to their senses and realized, hey, okay, we made some dumb moves here. But
well, let me tell you how far he took this.
Okay.
18, high school graduate, I had a job, and he said I had a curfew. I had to be home at midnight, not watching TV, not talking on the phone, in bed, lights out. And I pushed it a couple of times, and he kept telling me, he said, I'm going to lock the door. And I kept pushing, and I came home one night, and sure enough, the door was locked. And I wasn't going to give him the satisfaction of knocking on the door or ringing the doorbell, so I went and got my car and went to sleep. And the next morning, he knocked on the car window. He said, what are you doing? I said, you locked me out. He said, I thought you were in bed. So I made a stand for nothing. But I didn't
came
do that
home.
Anymore.
I came home from college, my summer of my freshman year. I think I was 19. I live in at home. And I fell in love with this 23-year-old girl. Well, not fell in love. I just thought she was cute. And we were just at some kind of gathering. It wasn't nothing untoward. It was just a gathering, friendly gathering. And I came in at 3:30. And I snuck in the back door. We had a family room. Snuck in. All right. Worked once. Ought to work again. So I did it
Absolutely.
Again. I got caught. And my dad said, Ray, you have a midnight curfew. And I said, Dad, I'm 19. Midnight. He said, you have a midnight curfew. Yeah, so my dad did the same thing. Same thing. I bet that 23-year-old didn't have a curfew, you know.
But it's just nuts the way kids are holding their parents hostages.
Yes.
And it's like Stockholm Syndrome.
Oh, very good. Do people know what? Explain the Stockholm Syndrome. Go ahead.
Well, there was a bank robbery in Stockholm, and over the period of the negotiations with the bank robbers, the hostages started emphasizing with the robbers.
Yes.
And began defending them and
yes,
making allowances for what they were doing.
You ally with your captors.
Exactly.
In this case, it's kind of a reverse Stockholm Syndrome, because if you say the parents are the captors and the kids are the victims, the kids are going, no, I want no part of the way you look at things. But you're right. That your father's perception was probably not one that was grounded in, hey, punk, my way, punk. It wasn't like that, was it? Your father was probably a loving man.
He was.
And he was
Absolutely.
Confident in saying, here it is, unlike more and more parents these days. And I did a monologue on this a few weeks back. I said, we're just being bullied.
My parents had three kids. We all turned out great.
Well, at least according to your measurement, right?
Right.
If I pulled all 10 of my kids, I'd say, how'd you guys do? Oh, we all turned out great. Well, it kind of depends on who's doing the measuring. Hey, Angel, thank you, dear. I appreciate it. This is Dr. Ray. In about a minute, I'm going to take a hard break, and then we'll get back to your calls. The number is 877-573-7825. 877-57-EQUAL is the number. I got some announcements I got to make, and I got to find them. Hold on a second here. Where is it? Raymond, I say it's not there. It's over here. All right. Mm-hmm. Well, if I don't find it over here, I'm going to have to find it in the break to make those announcements. 877-573-7825 is the number. The TV show, Living Right with Dr. Ray, will be moving, God willing, into its 13th season pretty soon.
And we had some fun stuff that we did during the 13th season. So we hope you will join us. It airs on EWTN Global Catholic Television Network on Saturday nights, 10 o'clock Eastern Time, and Tuesday morning, 9:30 Eastern Time. It was on 5 a.m. Eastern Time on Fridays, which I said was where you hide the kid in right field who can't play Little League very well. He's 6 years old, and you just put him out there, and he sits on the ground and picks up grass. I said, that's where they put me. I was kind of like, I was a six-year-old, not very good, put in right field, 5 a.m. But I'm not there anymore. So I'm not even good enough to play right field. This is Dr. Ray.
The following is a medical moment.
Hi, I'm Bobby Schindler, brother of Terry Schiavo. In 2005, my sister experienced a brain injury, leaving her unable to speak for herself and make her own decisions regarding medical care. Since she had not established a healthcare agent by creating a healthcare durable power of attorney, the courts decided to leave the medical decisions to Michael, Terry's husband. Because of this, Michael was able to remove Terry's food and water, dehydrating and starving her to death by court order. There are many reasons why someone may need a feeding tube, such as an illness or injury that leaves a patient with difficulty swallowing. Usually, feeding tubes are short-term solutions until the patient can swallow on their own. St. Pope John Paul II clarified that food and water by tube is basic care owed to patients and not a medical act. We never know when you or a loved one may be faced with an injury. I urge you to have a conversation with your family and to identify a healthcare agent to make sure your life wishes are known, and to take the step of finalizing a healthcare power of attorney. It could very well save your lives.
This medical moment brought to you by MyLifeAngels.com.
Catholic Connection with Teresa Tomeo.
While I was working at this Protestant station, in the midst of being challenged by former Catholics, I received this book from Ascension Press, and I became hooked on apologetics. I discovered Catholic Answers. I discovered EWTN. I started listening to all these programs. I would just go to local Catholic bookstores and grab every single book I could on apologetics. Deep in my heart, I knew that it was true, and I trusted the Church for her 2,000 years of teaching. I knew a certain amount of Scripture, but I wasn't able to defend it as well. That period of my life where I worked in Christian radio and was challenged by former Catholics, as painful as it was one of the best things that ever happened to me, because it really forced me to dive in more deeply and fall even more in love with the Catholic Church.
Catholic Connections, Teresa Tomeo. Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on EWTN Radio.
I went to a buffet early part of this week, and they had pasta and antipasta. And so I ate both, and I was wondering, will I still be hungry? They cancel each other out? Celeste, Illinois, she would like to support our first anonymous mom, whose daughter basically said, I'm not going to go to the college where you guys said you were going to pay for it, and I'm going to move in with my boyfriend. And there was a note up there that said, I think Eric, was that he, the boyfriend, was diagnosed bipolar, or the daughter was diagnosed bipolar? I don't know. Do you remember? The daughter was diagnosed that. Okay, by the counselor, apparently. Yeah, all right. So the daughter had been in counseling for a couple of years, which indicates that the daughter was probably pretty upset, and it had been building during that time. Happens a lot. And then when the kids get old enough, they think they have quasi-independence, and they turn from the way they were raised, but it had been building. Now, Mom said there was no social media, which is an unusual situation that the daughter still did this, but it kind of speaks to the fact that something or things altered that daughter's view of her parents and of the way she was raised and of traditional morals and religion. So Celeste from Illinois wants to add to the call. Well, she had a similar experience, and she'd like to say, Dr. Ray, you may not have said it articulately enough, so I will step in. Hi, Celeste.
Hey, Dr. Ray. I love you. You're awesome. So I just want to give encouragement. I'm going to cry because I got a text from my daughter last night. It took 15 years, and we were in the same situation.
Wait. It took 15 years for her to write that text? How long of a text is it?
Years of me praying for her.
Oh.
But we were in the same situation where she had college all paid for, and she decided to go move out and live with a guy, and we said, that's not what we're paying for. And so we had to cut her off financially, and we went against family members who thought we were mean. So we were dealing with a lot of pressure from all around. But I'm telling you, she not only came back to us, she came back to the faith, to the Catholic faith, stronger than ever. And last night, I got a text from her, and she said, Mom, thank you for hanging in there with me. I'm so sorry, and you're the best mom ever. I couldn't have asked God for a better mom. It's just, so we got to stand our ground.
And well, I tell you what, you stood your ground for 15 years.
Well, a lot of prayer, and we're Catholic. We pray. That's what we do. We pick up our rosary and we pray. And I prayed and I cried, and I'm crying joy now. And she suffered the consequences of stupid decisions.
Well,
and
Celeste, is this the first you've heard from her in 15 years?
Oh, no.
Oh, okay.
She cut us off for a couple of years. It was a couple of years where there was no communication.
That's typically the way it goes, yeah.
Yeah, she did not get what she wanted, and so we were the bad guys, and there was pressure from an aunt she was very close to who was supporting the bad decisions, and so there was a lot of pressure, and we didn't give in, and we loved her, and we told her we loved her, and we were there for her, but we did not help her financially, and she went through a hard time, and it's really hard to see her kids do that, but it turned out okay. And I just want to tell that mom, if you give in to demands from a kid like that, they're never going to respect you. And now I have the daughter that I didn't have all those years. I have a daughter stronger and better than ever. And that is worth waiting for.
Where's the aunt with all this?
The answer?
The aunt. Where's the aunt who decided?
Oh, the aunt. Well, she cut me out of her life. And actually, she died of cancer 3 years ago without forgiving me. So
she decided
really
what you
hard.
Did with your daughter was absolutely horrible. It was unmotherly.
Correct. I got a phone call one day, and she said, you're her friend. You need to go be her friend, and you need to support her in her life decisions. And I said, I'm not her friend. I'm her mother, and I will not support decisions that go against her faith.
Your sister, I'm assuming it's your sister, right, Celeste?
Yes, it was my sister.
Your sister represents so much of the thinking that has now taken over our culture, where people like you who say, I don't want to feed into self-destructive behavior. And when you try to do that, you are bludgeoned by not only the psychologists and the counselors and the social workers, but you are bludgeoned by your relatives who say, I can't believe you are so heartless. You're not heartless. You love your daughter. You loved your daughter more than your sister did, that's for sure.
And it caused us a lot of pain and anguish. My husband and I stood together in it, and it was so hard to see her do things that were just not good and not the way we raised her. But the other part of this is, if you're raising your children in the faith, and they will, if you just hang in there, and she remembers everything that I taught her about the faith. She remembers everything, and now her faith is so strong. It's amazing. And I went off the example of my parents. I got married when I was 19 to a military guy, and and they loved him. And we've been married over 40 years now. And my parents said, oh, well, you had your college education paid for, but now it's his problem. And so they went and they spent my college money, and my husband helped me with school. So they were good examples. And they loved him, and they blessed our marriage. They loved my husband. They've loved him.
Celeste,
you know, we were just following.
Your firmness as a parent can be summarized in one short sentence. I will not help you hurt yourself.
Correct.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okie dokie. Great. Thank you.
Hard, so.
Celeste, thank you so much. And you made a good point. You said we prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed, and people will oftentimes say to me, why don't you tell your callers to pray? And I said, because every single one of them has been praying. They don't need me to say, you need to pray. Thanks, Celeste. This is Dr. A.
Wherever you are in the world, you can access the EWTN Global Catholic Network. It's everywhere. You can get EWTN's great Catholic programming on your car radio, at home on your TV, computer, or smart speaker. With EWTN's app, you can take EWTN everywhere, on your phone or mobile device. If you want your news in print, turn to EWTN's paper of record, the National Catholic Register. EWTN, the Global Catholic Network.
Does everyone go to heaven?
The Christian Church had a clear position on this issue through the centuries, and it was not that everyone is saved.
Why would a loving God send anyone to hell?
In heaven, it isn't that all of our questions will suddenly be answered. It's as we will realize that there was never any question at all.
Ave Maria Radio and Renewal Ministries are pleased to present this roundtable discussion on universalism. Dr. Michael McClyman.
The prophets all emphasized the importance of choice and consequences of choices.
Al Cresta.
And he said, enter through the narrow gate. Why is the path to destruction?
And Ralph Martin.
Why would you bother to help another person come to know Christ and believe in him and repent if you think that in the end we're all going to be saved?
Provide clear reasons why the presumption that all are saved is radically inconsistent with Scripture and church teaching.
Hardly anybody knows what the official teaching of the Catholic Church is.
Universalism. Not Christian, not universal. Find it on the homepage of the Ave Maria Radio website, avemariaradio.net.
Ave Maria Mutual Funds does not invest in companies engaged in abortion, pornography, embryonic stem cell research, and those making corporate contributions to Planned Parenthood. Ave Maria Mutual Funds has a zero-tolerance policy that helps ensure investments align with moral beliefs. Ave Maria Mutual Funds may be contacted at 1-866-AVE-MARIA or online at avemariafunds.com, a proud sponsor of Ave Maria Radio.
Quick encouragement announcement before we go back your calls. Got two of the longtime EWTN radio partners conducting their spring fund appeals. That's Spirit Catholic Radio. A great, great network. Serves Nebraska. 14 station. And Covenant. Big monster of a network there with over 40 signals. So please support them. They're running their support appeals this week. No, next week. Next week, it says next week. All right, got that. Can't even read the teleprompter right. Jim from Florida. Same thing happened. His daughter just quit college. Well, sometimes that's not a bad idea, given what college tries to do to your kids to make them think a certain way. Hi, Jim.
Hello, doctor. How are you?
Good, sir.
All righty. Well, I'm listening to your radio program, and I'm very thankful that the first two callers had, well, actually the last caller had a very good outcome with her daughter. My wife and I did not have the same outcome. Very similar story. My daughter was, we're originally from Erie, Pennsylvania, and my daughter was a third-year Penn State student, straight A's. She was doing very well in college, and her third year of college, she came home, and I said, you know, it'd be good for you to stay busy during the summer and get a part-time job. So she did. She got a job at Subway, and from that point, her life started to turn around. She met a man about her age there, and they started dating while she was home during the summer. She went back to college in her senior year, and we found out she was sneaking back home from Penn State, the main campus, to Pennsylvania. So seeing this young man. And my wife, well, whole family's Catholic, and we're not agreeing to the sex before marriage thing, but, you know, we can't control every aspect of everything. We can only do the best we can with our children. Well, anyhow, she was sneaking back and forth, and she finally ended up saying to Mom and Dad, I'm not going to school anymore. I'm moving in with this guy. And we did the tough love thing. We said, well, we're not going to support your college. We're not going to support your lifestyle.
Hey, Jim, well, wait a minute. Let me just jump in a second.
Sure.
You didn't do the tough love thing, Jim. You did the love thing. Go ahead.
Okay, well, thank you, Doctor, for clearing that up. But so we're thinking, okay, well, listen, if she's we're not gonna enable her behavior with this man. She already quit school. Where she got the support was from my in-laws. My father-in-law and mother-in-law enabled this young girl to go down the rabbit hole of just problems ever since she left the house. She left her mother and father and found that her grandparents were the enablers, and they enabled her to, they paid her rent, they paid her car, they paid her bills. They did everything behind our back, and we pleaded with them. We begged them, don't do this. Look at what's happening. Well, needless to say, they never stopped enabling my daughter. She ended up getting pregnant, and she never went back to school. She ended up getting pregnant, but she wanted to abort the baby. And so she took this morning after pill or whatever. I don't know what it was, but we were hearing bits and pieces because she dropped communication with her parents off completely. It was almost like she became a Hare Krishna. But she ended up wanting to give the child away with this. This young man didn't even visit the baby when it was born. The baby was born prematurely and has birth defects because of what she did to the baby.
Jim, where's your daughter now? Jim, where's your daughter now?
My daughter is in Erie, Pennsylvania with not one child, but two children from the same man. She doesn't live with him. She never finished college, and she's living in my in-law's house.
So she's,
my father-in-law died.
Okay, Jim, I'm going to cut you off because we're going to run out of time here.
Yeah.
Your in-laws basically fed this, and your daughter has never quite pulled it together yet.
Exactly. And they're Catholic, and they're full-blown religious. We celebrated holidays together, Easter, Christmas, baptisms, you name it. But they enabled her and failed to see the damage they were doing. And I never seen this coming. My wife never saw it coming. She never talked to her parents ever again.
Well, Jim, you're basically warning other parents, be careful about the relatives that are doing the good as they see it, when in fact they're hurting your child. That's really your message. And unfortunately, there's a lot of relatives out there now who have basically been swept up in the new and enlightened cultural way of thinking. And that is what is happening. And those people like yourself who are attempting to do a wise thing, a good thing, the hard thing, you called it tough love. It's not tough love, it's love, are the ones that are the bad guys. You're heartless, you're soulless. And even now, your in-laws are probably not even trying to get your daughter to reconcile with you because their view is, oh, your parents just did you so wrong. Jim, thank you for the call warning other parents. Going to go to Rose there for a second, but Rose is gone. She disappeared. She said her little 7-year-old saw something hideous on TV, and it tormented him. Oh, I get that story constantly, where parents will say, I had a dad tell me, this is in one of my books, a dad told me that his son was watching something, 5-6-year-old son, watching something that was purely probably supposed to be kid-friendly, but you got to be careful on the kid-friendly stuff now. And in between, or somehow, there was a flash of a very, very hideous witch-like woman frightening the kids, and she said, go kill your parents.
it just somehow, I don't know the technology, but it just burst into the scene. And this little guy ran for his daddy, scared to death about this. So you just got to be careful. There's an awful lot of people out there who do not think like you do. And in every way, they want to get to you. It's no longer, okay, you're Christian, you can raise your kid the way you want, that's your business. No, 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 no. It's, we don't like what you're doing, and we're going to come after you and change it. That's, you got to be aware of this. You don't have to be paranoid, but you got to be aware. This is Dr. A. Thanks so much for joining me. Eric Dumont, call screamer, Andrew Krucek, producer man, and all of you, listener people, thank you so much for the company. Walk with God. He will be the ultimate protector.
For information on Dr. Ray's presentations, books, and CDs, visit DRA.com and follow him on Facebook. The Doctor Is In is a co-production of Ave Maria Radio and EWTN Radio and carried across the EWTN Global Catholic Radio Network.